First of all, we would again like to welcome all the brothers who have come from far out, who have come to this Mubarak Islahi Jalsa, who have come to take part in this very Nurani and very blessed spiritual program, in which inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us some glimpse of his ma'rifah, his recognition, his love, in which we learn about the thicknesses of our heart. And inshaAllah, this will be a means of us getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before starting any practice, it is necessary that a person corrects his intention. Every person should look who we who have come here. What is our intention for coming? As the Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahimahullah has mentioned, he said people come for these programs, gatherings with different reasons, different intentions. Some come to criticize, they get nothing out of it. They are totally deprived and they leave without getting anything. There are some who just come to see what's happening, but they want to know what's going on here, what kind of bayans are given, what will be spoken about. So out of curiosity, the inquisitive, they want to know, they can tell everyone, I went for the bayan. I was there, I saw who spoke, he gave a good bayan or he never gave a good bayan. So some people come for these reasons as well. Some people come, mashallah, with the intention of acquiring knowledge. That is a good intention. Some people come for tawab. They feel they will come in the masjid, they will hear talks of Allah and His deen, so they will get reward for that. That is also, mashallah, a good intention. But the actual intention which Hazrat Thani rahimahullah had mentioned, that every one of us should be making, is that whatever will be mentioned, whatever advices will be given, which definitely will inshallah apply to our lives, we should have this thought that whatever sicknesses of my heart, spiritual sicknesses I am suffering from, when hearing the discussion of it, I will inshallah try to correct myself. And all the faults which are found within me, slowly, slowly, my intention is to remove these faults. These bayan, they are actually, this is so to say, like a doctor who is prescribing, giving out medicine. If this medicine we take it and we use it, we apply it to our life, inshallah, spiritually we will enhance very, very far. And all our spiritual sicknesses will be lost. And if on the other hand, we are just sitting here with no purpose in mind, and we haven't made this our intention that we wish through these gatherings to get Allah's love, then we will sit here, we will get some type of benefit, but the full benefit we won't achieve. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq of correcting our intention very for the first day. Inshallah, for the first program, we will call upon Bhai Ajaz, who is a khalifa of our Mawlana Abdul Sahib, our principal, our ustad, our sheikh. And mashallah, he recites ash'ar in a very beautiful manner also. His ash'ar, this is nothing new to Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his time also ash'ar would be recited. And many times it would be recited. He was special people who were known as the poets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the benefits of ash'ar, he says, inna min ash'ari hikmah. From these poems that we get, there are great points of wisdom we can learn. And that is the actual objective, not to listen to a nice voice or to get entertained by sitting here and listening to the nazam or to these ash'ar. But the objective is to acquire the hikmah and wisdom which is mentioned within it. Especially if these ash'ar and poems have been compiled and have been written by great friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no doubt, just like a bayan which is presented in front of us, when we listen to the bayan, we understand that there is what to learn from the bayan, we implement in our lives. Like that, there will be a lot in these homes which we can learn and implement in our lives. So we call upon Bhai Ajaz.
پانی سے تیرا یہ پہ گناہوں کی نحوست یہ ہے जिसको तेरे दर दिखा कर
even if he was the biggest sinner in the past, no matter how many sins he might have committed.
convention regarding this entire form and title was, he said that he's a Muslim. On the one hand, we have our inside. On our outside, if our outside is not conforming to Sunnah, if for example a person does not have a beard, or his trousers are under his ankle, specifically with regards to the beard, if we have to see this person, he got iman in his heart, he has a connection with Allah, but how will we know? With regards to us, we have no sign to show that this man is a Muslim. So how will we differentiate that this man is Muslim, he is a friend of Allah, this man is not Muslim, he is an enemy of Allah? And on this day, he ended the poem by explaining that Mubarak, if you get the chance to make Tawbah, you are very, very lucky. Inshallah, next you will have a bayan. It should be delivered by me, Hazrat Murana Abdul Rahman, Lambas Sahib. He is very fortunate that he has spent many, many years in the company of Hazrat Murana Abdul Rahman. He is a Khalifa of Hazrat Murana also. And mashallah, he has spent much time with him, locally also, abroad also, in different occasions with Hazrat Murana. So we ask Murana Abdul Rahman.
Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where would we be able to know to take the name of Allah?
Where would we have these beautiful majalis, etc.? Great, great mashayikh like our Shaykh. And this honorable gathering, it is only through the sadqa of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sadly, in this time and age, the ummah has become so unmindful of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that very, very clearly, that pain that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this hadith, that bada al-islamu ghariba, wa sayahudu kama bada, fatuba lil-ghuraba, that Islam started like a stranger, like a non-entity. People pass remarks, what is this new deen? What is this new thing? It's breaking our relations, etc. But those who remain steadfast and they realize that this is that pillar of nur and that pillar of support which Allah has sent us to take us out from the dungeons of darkness, oppression, tyranny, where we have lost the road to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has sent this pillar of nur. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah Rabbul Izzat, with great love, kindness, affection, Allah Ta'ala is telling us that I have sent to you what has come to you. Mir Rabbikum, from your beloved creator, your nourisher, your sustainer, Allah Ta'ala has sent Nur, this embodiment of the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever held on to this, Allahu Akbar, they became Nur and they became real men. That Allah Ta'ala says, if you want to judge your manhood, it's not your genders that you are, if a male or a female. Your manhood is rijalun sadaqu ma ahadu alayhi. Those men who have fulfilled their promise that they made with Allah in alam yalas, that oh Allah, we acknowledge and we admit that oh Allah, and this was also through who? Through the barakat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first voice that came out when Allah Ta'ala had a fall in alam yallah, all the souls were there, and Allah Ta'ala said, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your creator, your sustainer, your nourisher? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's voice was the first voice that came out. Qalu bala, we all acknowledge Allah undoubtedly. And there we saw Allah, we had the countenance of Allah, so the love of Allah was there in order to appreciate this love. In order to build and increase the love with Allah, Allah transferred those souls into the body. And so that with this body now, we're able to appreciate the different ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recognize Allah. And where it all starts from the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And fortunate indeed, in this time and age, we've got a sheikh of such great caliber that reminds us, and that is a sheikh which is called Hakim al-Ummah. The Hakim that has got that, the doctor that has got his finger on the pulse of the Ummah, the spiritual, the diseases, and they don't only have their pulse, they will tell us our disease and give us our remedy also. So Hazrat has given us our remedy of this time, that today we are so over in gross, in fashionable lives, in our other lifestyle, and we have forgotten the real life, the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are very, very fortunate indeed. We should appreciate this beautiful, the silsila that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And as Hazrat explains, that this internationally famous home of our Dara Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Arif Billah, Rumi Zamana, Tabriz Waqt, Hazrat Allah Akbar has written many, many beautiful poems in the importance, the greatness of the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This internationally famous poem, Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kehe Jannat ki raaste, Allah Jalla Jalalu se mila ke Sunnat ki raaste. That if you follow in the footsteps of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will be on your road to your eternal abode, and that is Jannat. And more greater than Jannat, Allah Akbar, Allah Jalla Jalalu se mila ke Sunnat ki raaste. Jannat might be far, we still have to live our whole life, etc. The life of the Kaaba, the day of Qiyamah, fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu 50 alf sana, 50,000 years, the day of Qiyamah. But cash in this world, Allah Jalla Jalalu se milati sunnat ki raaste. Our object and purpose will be achieved, that in this world you get the special connection and link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is far more enjoyable than Jannat itself. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us here. In this regard, the one beautiful sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not beautiful? Which sunnat is not important, and it will make our lives beautiful in reality? The sunnat, the first ayat of the surah that I recited, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has presented it so beautifully. Psychologically also, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put upon our mind and say, where there is a surah in the Quran Kareem that has only 30 ayats. In other words, like you have 30 days in a month, if you love, you learn one ayat, in 30 days you'll know the surah of Allah. And the desire of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, if every ummati of mine can have the surah in his heart and recite it every night before he goes to bed, and that surah is surah Tabarakalladhi bi yadihil mulk. So this is a great sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should try and bring it alive in our lives. And this is what is tasawwuf all about. That we learn what was the path of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what will make our Allah happy, and we try and implement this in our lives. And once we start implementing it in our lives, ourselves will see the difference in our life. What is the real enjoyment of life? As so beautifully Azhar mentioned in that poem, that you'll be foolish if you're getting entertainment and pleasure in everything else besides Allah. And particularly those things that are haram entertainment and you getting pleasure, you are stupid idiot. You are fool. Entertainment, pleasure, enjoyment is in the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Is in that road that will take you to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And where you'll find the road in the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How fortunate we should be looking for the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We should be going to the well. We should be going to those clouds, but they are coming to us. How fortunate are we? Hazrat's concern at this burning love of Allah. How everybody can get this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding, accepted elders and friends, to try and learn every sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Create a great love for every sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And implement it in our lives and spread it throughout the world till the day of Qiyamah. Then very quickly, Allah Rabbul Izzat in the Surah Tabarakalladhi bi yadihil mulk, in the very first ayat, Allah Ta'ala very beautifully again, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala introduces Himself. And this is, as Hazrat has explained Juma time so beautifully, that every person should realize what is our object and purpose of life. That is to recognize our Allah. And a person who recognizes Allah, and the true recognition will be, you will become the slave of Allah. Abdiyat will come into you. Ibadat, everything will come on its place. Then the enjoyment of a person's life of Jannah you get in this world already. And that is the object and purpose of these majalis, the Islahi Jalsa, the company of our Shaykh. As our Shaykh said so beautifully, on one occasion, Hazrat told our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtasaf, the Madrasa Damal Rahmatullah Ali, that Hazrat, in your company, with your teaching, we get the taste of Jannat in this world already. Then Hazrat said, he called all the other Satis and said, our Hazrat, repeat it again, what did you say? He says, we get the taste of Jannat in this world already. Hazrat says, that is my mission, that is my object and purpose, that how we learn the ma'rifat of Allah and we become the slaves of Allah, then see if we don't get the taste, the enjoyment of Jannat in this world already. What all the turmoil, so to say, that is carrying on in the world, what enjoyment you will get, you can't explain. One of our beautiful Dada Shaykh poems, he says, that who tells you that in the storms you can't be safe, in the storms you can't get peace and enjoyment. People that are involved in haram entertainment, they are on the shore, but they are totally miserable. They are in anxiety, they are in grief, depression, and the lovers of Allah, they are in all storms. Outwardly you might see, somebody might be sick in the family also. Outwardly it might be seeming different, but in their heart, what love and enjoyment they get. And Hazrat says, in the storms, then the enjoyment when we talk to Allah and we make dua to Allah, that is a different enjoyment. All this Hazrat has brought us here and given us this great invitation so that we learn how to get a glimpse of this. Allah give me and all of us, inshallah, the reality of this and some idea just to get a glimpse of this. This we can only get at the feet of our Hazrat and the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala introduces Himself very quickly. Allah Ta'ala says, Tabaraka alladhi bi yadihil mulk. Ba barkat hai wo zaat, jiske qabzay kudrat mein saare jahan hai. That very blessed is that great being, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is so mubarak, so blessed, that forget the zaat of Allah is beyond our imagination. We cannot comprehend how mubarak, how blessed is the zaat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Our Hazrat has explained that Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Al-Abi Hazrat Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah has mentioned that just the name of Allah Ta'ala is so mubarak, it is so blessed, that without the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the world cannot function. Very, very clearly Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi has mentioned, and this is the reality we should understand, that everything we see in the world has got two components. One is the body and one is the inside component, which is the ruh. We get overtaken with the body, and that is the condition of the kuffar. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَنِ الْآخِرَةِ مُغَافِرُونَ They know the outward things of this world. They don't know the reality of akhirat. And as our Hazrat says, till we don't have the cataract of the eyes of our heart removed, then as Allah Ta'ala Himself mentions, فَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَفْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ We don't say the eyes of the head are blind. We gave them eyes. But what that eyes, what they supposed to see, recognize Allah, they haven't recognized Allah. That heart has become rusted. And that is why we need the Ahlullah. We need the spiritual friends which Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's infinite wisdom and mercy, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. What the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how to remove the cataract of the eyes. So when a person realizes this, then a person will realize that the rule of this dunya also, one is the outward system of the world which we see government running it, etc. That is not the real system of the world. When we sit in the company of the friends of Allah, Allah Akbar, as Allah teaches us, one simple muraqabah, in one mustahab act of namaz, that if we make our salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and we turn our head full and look at our shoulders, not look who is here in namaz today, who is still owing me, is he here, I have to collect my money. No, we look at the shoulder and the malaika, kiram al-katibi, that they are the investigators of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are taking our book of deeds. The receiver of revenue comes to us, then very quickly we'll tell the wife, make samosas, etc. But these, Allah Akbar, the CIDs of Allah, we don't even look at them when we make salam. Hazrat says, let us learn to look at the CIDs, the malaika, then the real system of Allah will open up to us. We'll realize that the outward system of this world, this is just the basic means Allah has made to put us into a test, that we don't fall and be overtaken with asbab. We realize musabbibul asbab, the creator of means, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is running the whole system. And Allah has put malaika in charge of the system. So if we make our contact with them, inshallah they'll give a good report for us. So just this one simple act of namaz, and just as Judge Akbar Ila Abadi said it so beautifully, na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se peda, din ho jai budurgo ki na zar se peda. Just you won't find in the kitabs, all the big kitabs you can study and make tahqiqat and tahqiqat. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, Mujaddid al-Millat, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah has mentioned so beautifully, tumhara tahqiqat wa tahqiqat, kabar mein kaam nahi aayega. If you didn't make contact with Ahlullah and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we didn't, we made all the research of the world. But as our Hazrat says, that we even became Hafiz of Quran. We even became Allamas. We even taught tafsir, but we still haven't found Allah. Then we lost, then we missed the boat. Allah give me tawfiq and understanding to realize this fact. So we should realize and understand. Allah Ta'ala is saying, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِي الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ That all control is in the hands of Allah. Very mubarak it is because of the name of Allah. لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَ حَتَّى يُقَالَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah, Allah. Qiyamah will never come until there's la one person left who will be taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why these Islami majalis that we can get, as Al-Mu'ana Hussain Sahib Dhamad Barakatuh explained, the importance of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's easy to hear, and as our Shaykh says, to speak and listen is very easy. Where does this current will come? When we put ourselves at the feet of the friends of Allah. And here we got a wali of Allah at our midst. We should take this great opportunity. And those of us that our heart is taking, we should have taken bait and we haven't yet. We shouldn't be wasting time. Immediately we should be making an urgent and request to Hazrat that I also want to get connected in this path. And then they will teach us how to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala says that it is the barakat of the name of Allah. And as the Shaykh Rahmatullah explained, when you start making the zikr of Allah, because of the barakat of the name of Allah, you will become mubarak. People will start asking you for duas. People will tell you, blow on me, etc. So this will be the barakat of the name of Allah. Very quickly, I'll just translate this ayat and try and end off. That الَّذِي خَلَقَ وَالْكَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah Ta'ala explains that Allah is that great being. Everything is in the control of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. No government, no Jewish lobby, nobody. As our Hazrat explains, that this important belief should come into our heart. We say that Allah Ta'ala controls, and then we say the Jews are ruling the market. They are doing this, then where is our La Ilaha Illallah is gone? So it is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. All praises belongs only to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah has got power over everything. Your Hazrat has taught us an important lesson of adab, that everything is in the control of Allah, good and otherwise bad. But adab and respect demands that those things that don't seem good, we shouldn't attribute it to Allah. We shouldn't attribute it to our elders, etc. As Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam introduces Allah to his people and says, "Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdin, walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqin, wa idha maridtu fahuwa yashfin." That is my Allah who feeds me, who gives me my drink, who controls, who takes care of me. And when I get sick, Allah gives sickness. But respect and adab, and this is what we come and learn here at the feet of our Hazrat. This is what is tasawwuf all about, to learn adab, to learn respect, and that we say that when we get sick, Allah gives us shifa. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us now, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتِ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has taught us also that life and death is the creation of Allah. It's the ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And here Allah has mentioned death before life, whereas life comes before death. Ulama and our Shaykh has taught us that Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that I have given you this life actually to prepare for your real life, that is maut. And that the real life is akhirat. How to get through akhirat? We have to go through maut. And if you learn from the friends of Allah how to prepare for maut, then this maut will be looking, you will be waiting for it. As our Dada says, beautiful poem, he says, Hame kuch khabar nahi ki, tera dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sange dard pe marna. Allah, what we knew, there's a thing like your love. As our Hazrat explains it, we can't. It just burst the hearts. We didn't know there's a thing like your love. We knew there's namaz, we knew there's roza, hajj, zakat, everything. But we didn't know there's a thing like your love. Where we learned this? At the footsteps and at the threshold of your friends. That is why when a person realizes this, now nothing is the support of his life. Meri zindagi ke haasin, meri zis se sahara, tere aashikon mein jeena, tere aashikon mein marna. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that how to prepare for the akhirat. And what is Allah going to see? Alladhi khalaqa al-maut wal-hayat liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Who does the best of action? Allah didn't say aksaru amala. And in short, this ahsan actually is from the word ihsan, that kayfiyat of ihsan, that presence of mind that Allah is with me all the time. When you know Allah is with you, then who are you going to dress for? You're dressing for Allah. When Allah is with you, who are you going to read for? You're reading for Allah. So everything you want to do in the best way. And this is just the soul all about, the crux of it, the kayfiyat ihsan. And where we'll get the kayfiyat ihsan? Nabi Kareem Sawasam said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنٌ وَمَعْدَنُ تَقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. That everything has got a mind. And our limited minds go to the useless minds of this dunya. Gold mines, platinum mines, all that. And those people who got no mind, they fighting over that. The people who really have minds, the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah, they open our hearts to this mind. That is the mind of taqwa, where you get the love of Allah, the obedience of Allah. And where is that? Qulubul arifin, the heart of the pious servants. Here we got arif billah. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Dazil Ali Nawmats. We should make this intention that Allah, that marifa, that kayfiyat ihsan, that nur e taqwa, that the ocean of love that is in our Hazrat's heart, that it penetrate into my heart also. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. So this is a tasawwuf that we should be getting ready. And with the quicker we take bad, the easier we'll benefit inshaAllah. And then see, as we do our zikr regularly, how Allah Ta'ala will get the taste of Jannat in this world. Allah grant it to me and all of us inshaAllah.
Obviously, as we know, one of the great ulama of this time, and
as Maulana has been very fortunate in this aspect as well, that he had benefited from the company of the great awliya of their time, whether it be from South Africa, Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Safniya, Hazrat Mufti Sanjali Sahib Rahmatullahi, and later on when Hazrat Maulana had travelled overseas, then Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Khan Dehlvi, Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahimahullah, who was the Sheikh al-Hadith of Darul Ulum Deoband. And like this year, then later on, Hazrat Maulana Inam al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullahi, the Amir of Tabligh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Balanpuri Rahimahullah, who was the Tongue of Tabligh. And later on, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, who was Hazrat Maulana's last Sheikh also, and who had given Hazrat Maulana Khilafat, who really Hazrat Maulana had to a great extent taken this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala from his heart. Many times he would actually say also, and he would tell the people around him, that two people from South Africa have come, and the treasures which I have in my heart they have taken, referring to Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh, and Hazrat Maulana Yunus Qatir Sahib Rahmatullahi, who has left the world. So here we have an opportunity, let us make the most of this opportunity and listen properly with the ears of our heart. Let this message penetrate our heart. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us understanding and tawfiq of practice. Actually, one mistake which I have made, which Hazrat Maulana has corrected now, is that by Ajaj when sang those ash'an, he is a khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Hassan Sahib.
Bismillah. that in the bark, and the bark in the dot makes it God. And that signifies the indivisible Zaat, the one Zaat of Allah. Everything is from Allah, God. So we'll try in the short while to try and explain this ayah and see what treasures Allah is. May Allah open our hearts and our minds to the our life will be good. Not at the end of this our Islamic yoga, but now after this one little talk, may Allah put it into our hearts. We will see how we are being rich, what treasures we have become, what great gift we have got. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this in itself Allahu Akbar. For Allah Rabbul Izzat to address somebody personally, directly, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, O my beloved Nabi. Nabi comes from Nabahu, information, news. That the Nabi has brought news to us. Today we are interested in this news, BBC, CNN, others news, that news. The real news is what the Nabi has brought. And when all the news of the world comes to an end, the news of a Nabi starts from whatever we can comprehend, understand of this dunya, with our senses, what we see, with our what we speak, what we hear, all our five senses, and then our brain works on it. The heart works on it. And whatever we have made in this world, whatever technology, and man is amazed and astounded and taken aback with the technology of the world which is going on. Many people in their different fields, they wonder, where is technology going to stop? Where it has reached already? But all that, where it ends, unless technology starts. And the Nabi has informed us of that technology. That is, with all our capabilities, with our five senses, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. That when you were born, you had no knowledge, nothing whatsoever. But Allah gave you the faculties of eyes, of hearing, of your heart, the brain. And with that we have achieved whatever you have achieved, which we are all so astounded about. But with all that, nobody could ever know who is Allah. That they to understand Allah. But who, what are the qualities of Allah? Man would never know that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our lives we sacrifice, that news Allah gave him, that wahi, and then Allah Akbar. Like every Zai visitor at Rauza al-Mubarak, at Madina Sharif, says clearly, قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةَ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ وَكَشَفْتَ الْأُمَّةَ فَجَزَاكَ اللَّهُ عَنَّا خَيْرًا. Allah, oh our Nabi, how you went out of your way. You left no stone unturned. Every detail of deen, of the Zaat of Allah, of Qadr, of Akhirat, of Akhlaq and character, husband, wife, relationship, everything you taught to us in complete detail. And all that was came to you from Allah. Kullu ma unzila ala Nabi. Everything that was revealed to Nabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us all of that. And what a remarkable thing. In 13 short years of Madinatul Munawwar, 10 years of Madinatul Munawwar, the whole of deen was taught to the Ummah till the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. So this is Nabi. Allah is a blessing with Nabi. Ya ayyuhan Nabi. And a Nabi and a Rasul, the difference between the two, every Rasul is a Nabi also. Every Rasul is a Nabi also. But every Nabi is not a Rasul. Rasul's position is more higher than a Nabi. Nabi, Allah informed him of all this. But a Rasul is a Sahib al-Kitab, whom Allah had given a specific Kitab also. Sahib al-Sharia, he has got his own Sharia also. Nabi follows the Sharia of the previous Nabi, Rasul that was there. He follows him. But a Rasul comes with a new Sharia, comes with a new Kitab. So our Nabi is Allah's Rasul also. And here Allah has referred to him as the Nabi, O my beloved Nabi. O the one that I have revealed this great knowledge which man had no access to. Man could never have got that knowledge. I have given it to you. And I have sent you with ambassadors of countries. From one country, the country sends the ambassador to another country. He has got great privileges. He has got great respect and honor in that country. He's so many things he is exempted from also. He's got a lot of privileges. So Allah says, I have sent you. You are my ambassador. You are my Nabi. You are my Rasul that I've sent. That enough is to tell us what the position of our Nabi is. May it was the Quran Sharif that we have explained. We just read the words, but if we just go and see under the surface what work is contained, then see the enjoyment of the Quran Sharif. And see how it will change our lives also. So Allah has said, Allah has addressed our Nabi personally. As we read in various instances where Allah Ta'ala put the names of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu donated everything in the path of Allah, he did not even have his kutta just a sheet, and to keep it together, thorns he had put. And then Allah Ta'ala sent salams for Hazrat Abu Bakr. And he asked, if Allah take my name and send for me, Allahu Akbar. Today, in an illicit haram relationship, if that person with whom you have got that relationship sends you something, sends salam, one miscall makes you go mad. Or this miscall came. This happened. Allah Akbar, for haram today, but for Allah.
Allah.
That Allah sends you not a miscall. Allah didn't send miscall to anyone. Allah Ta'ala's calls reach that person. And that person can be middle of the night, past the sleep. Which I will share later, so it's a different subject. But he says the love affairs of this dunya, you are dying for your beloved. Your beloved doesn't know anything about you. You can't sleep at night, you are tossing and turning. Oh, you are like this, you are like that. And your beloved is fast asleep. Whether it refers to illicit love affairs, or whether it refers to worshipping of idols. You are putting food for your idols. You are humbling yourself in front of the idols. You are making tawaf around your idol. The poor idol knows nothing whatsoever. But Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah. It comes in the hadith. You just say, Allah. Allah says, come and let you call me. I'm ready. What do you want? You call on me? Allah Akbar. What Allah? So Allah Ta'ala, in Allah context, a person, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. And that is our Nabi who Allah spoke. Like a person who is in the embassy, and that ambassador has been honored, he feels honored. Our ambassador, our country, our Nabi, who Allah Ta'ala is the only ummah that they can go to their Nabi at any time. Just make your little preparations, and you are in front of your Nabi. The Jews can't, they have to wait to Musa alayhi salam. Christians can never reach where Musa alayhi salam to salam. What an honor. So Allah Ta'ala, and that's Allah says, Inna arsalna. We have sent you. And what authority and what positive. This is a great lesson also of the Quran, that in everything we must be positive, be strong. Our iman, our yaqeen must be absolute. So we have sent you. And how have we sent you? Shahidan, as a witness. That you will give evidence on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, this goes a bit in detail, but very briefly, that the other ummahs of the previous nations, they will give evidence, they will say, no Nabi came to us. Then Allah Ta'ala will send, and they will bring Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will give evidence that no, Allah says, that Allah did send Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to them. Allah sent the message clearly to them, and this ummah will give evidence that Allah called. Then there will be cross-examination. You are giving evidence, but you are not present. In the time of Ad, who of us was present? In the time of Thamud, in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, what will this ummah say? Our Nabi told. And there is a very important lesson to build our iman. Our Nabi's words are more stronger than what we see with our eyes. On the strength of our Nabi's words, we will be able to give evidence on the day of Qiyamah. So strong, that must be how our iman is. This word, inna arsalnaka shahidan, that how strong that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that though the wahi which came from Allah is so absolute, good, that our Nabi gives evidence on the nations of the past, though he was not present at that time. We were witness today in the court, and the cross-examiner, the judge magistrate also asked him, did you see it? He said, no, I heard it. They won't accept his evidence. But our Nabi's evidence will be so strong. This is, and there is another great lesson, I hope to just complete this shortly, a common wrong belief, which is with us also. We quote it also. We say, seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. This is a talk against the fundamental of our Iman. Mm. Eh? And we commonly, we accept it. We have been so brainwashed in our schools and the education given in the schools, the information given in schools, that we also accept it as a fact that seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. And this has been planned and set to destroy our Iman. Eh? We did not see Allah. So we didn't see. But our hearing that our Nabi told us that Allah is the Creator. Our Quran has told us our hearing is believing. Our seeing, we don't see Allah, that is just believing. So our believing is false. Our seeing is false. Our hearing is true. We see with our eyes that our shops give us our roti. Our jobs give us our roti. The kitchen gives us our roti. But the yaqeen and what we have heard, that no, this is not where you get your Allah is the giver of roses. So we have to falsify and deny what we see with our eyes, and we believe and establish what we hear with our ears from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that same light also let us understand that all our silsila from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just today our ustads, our mothers, our fathers who have taught us when we were born to read La ilaha illallah, they all have taught us that which we did not see. So it's very common that we teach our children who gives rosy, who gives food, who gives clothes, and the child we teach us as Allah, Allah, Allah. And the child sees with its eyes the mother is giving food. The mother asks the child who is giving food. We are teaching the child. So this whole school change, whether it's from your lineage of your physical, your biological silsila, or more important, your spiritual, your ustads in the madrasa. And more than that, your spiritual, your mashayikh, who teach you everything is from Allah. What you see from your eye with your eyes, you negate. And what you hear with your ears, you believe and you establish that. So this is inna arsalnaka shahidan. And there is of course much more detail to that also. Shahidan wa mubashira. We send you as a giver of glad tidings. For those people who listen and are obedient, give them glad tidings. And there is so much of us, for so much for us to learn in this. That Allah has made our Nabi, our Rasul, that he must give glad tidings and praise those people and give them accolades and acknowledge what they are doing in the righteous way. Don't turn a blind eye to that. There is a lesson for the mother and father. When your children do good, we praise them also. Acknowledge it also. Today we don't do that. So they feel also psychologically, it's useless doing the righteous thing. Nobody even appreciates, and many people say this. Children say this, our parents don't appreciate. Wife says my husband doesn't appreciate. Husband says my wife doesn't appreciate. We don't show appreciation. One particular thing, alhamdulillah, we learn from our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adamullah Fuyudo, to acknowledge, to appreciate, and to express it. Today we are very negligent in that also. So that is what also must be done. The ustad for his students, like it is common in the madrasas, but it must not become a ritual and a formality that the first students who came first, second, third, for example. So in our madrasa, we give them prizes for different things, not for first, second, and third. Whatever it is, but these prizes which are given, awards which are given to the students, they are given presents, etc., is acknowledgement. It is to encourage, to show appreciation. So this is an important aspect of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the ustad must show it, the shaykh must show it, and our shaykh, Allah, what was Hazrat Sayyidina? And where are we? We cannot ever compare, but how Hazrat is to show it and praise and give her, mashallah, very good to be today. The proper star, that share will be successful, who has got this quality of showing this appreciation, of the thanking a person. And today, how many things we don't show any appreciation. The least that we can do is to tell that person, Jazakallah. But today many people send us some prayers and try anything. They send salams to us. We don't show any importance. Somebody sends presents, we don't phone the person, don't say acknowledge him. Then no matter how small, how big it is, the showing this appreciation, acknowledgement, from here we learn is a very important aspect of our deen. So our Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran, the one of Jiva, of glad tidings also. So this is also part of it, and also those who do righteous deeds, inform them what is going to happen in the qabr. Lam kayawmatil khuruj, you will sleep like the bride sleeps the first night. And what, how much preparation is not made for the bedroom of that bride? And how much facilities and everything is done? And her own self, her family, what the night clothes they buy for her for the first night she's going to spend? The room is prepared so well, and with so much of anticipation, the bride comes into that room, the husband goes into that room. Allahu Akbar. This is what we could do for the new bride of ours. What won't Allah do? You are like the bride when you go in the car. And what the arrangements? So this year, Mubashiran, give the people who do good deeds. Those who are performing the salah, those who are getting up at the halfway time, those who are crying to Allah in the middle of the night, give them this clear guidance that how their lives will be spent, how the qabr. We don't speak about this. We don't hear about this. And also a great lesson here for the ulama. Don't just go into haram, halal. This halal, this haram, this shai, this najai. This is your kafir, you do this, you do all this here. No, mubashir. There is such an important, this giving of this accolade, this adab, to mean the people. Any imam who does it in his masjid, he'll mean his community. Any parents who do this with their children will mean their parents. Today, we push our family far. Our children we push far. Our wives we push far. Our attitude is set. And then how can we expect love? How can we expect a happy, good relationship? If you show this appreciation, you show this love, that it bonds, it gels, you become one. And then, wallah, there is no doubt, as Maulana Abdul Rahman explained, that Allah has made this dunya, our jannat here already. That jannat will come, we cannot imagine that jannat. Islam has come to give us jannat in this world, that if we bring this God, so just this word, mubashiran, how much Allah has given. And then give the glad tidings on the day of Qiyamah. And for example, there will be those people who will be VIPs on the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, in dunya we are, if somebody has made VIP arrangement for you, you're a VIP. But there be VIP. Very, very important person. How many people? Not only 7 people. Many people, as soon as they are coming out of the cover, just like at an airport, if VIP arrangement has been made for you, somebody waits with your name written on the board. You go to me, he takes you to the VIP lounge. You got no worry of immigration, standing in queues, being interrogated, your baggage, you don't have to worry. They see to everything. On the day of Dayan, Mubashiran, those people, not 7 types of people which have come in one hadith. There are up to 40 types of people, not 70,000 people bila hisab who will enter Jannah. Millions of this ummah, they will be PIPs on the day of Qiyamah. In this way, people will get encouraged to get those qualities. So mubashiran, that is also very important. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhiran. And we have sent you as a warner also. A coin is only, if there is a coin, and it's only on whatever is embossed, imprinted on one side. The other side is blank, you won't accept that coin. It's a fake coin. The money, if only printed on one side, other side nothing is printed. No, it's fake money, it's not right money. So the true Nabi also, his Mubashiran also, his Nadiran also. He gives glad tidings also, and he warns you from the wrong also. Some people, they say also, certain manana, very good manana. You never hear the word Jahannam from his tongue. You never hear the word of this azar from his tongue. Only great guidance. So then, what kind of maybe fake manana? That is not printed, right? He's only got one side printed, the other side is not printed. So the nira is also those who do wrong, want, not condemn them to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala is the giver of clear guidance. Your haram insurance company can say your car is a write-off. Or your fellow leader can say the car is a write-off. Or your doctor of the ICU can say take the patient home, there is no hope for him. But Allah, nobody is a write-off. And Allah, there is no one, and there is no hope for that person. And in the annals of history, if we study, if we take little time, we will see such great, great people, what their past was. Not in the gutters, not in the sewage line, not in the sewage trains, where they were, and Allah made them the awliya of the time. So the Allah is nothing. So Nabiya, there's a warn the people of the wrongs that they do. There is also one aspect of Amar bin Ma'ruf wa Nahy an al Munkar. And this also almost, perhaps 100% the Ummah has given up this. Parents don't do this. I see my daughter doing wrong. I see my son doing wrong. But I haven't got the courage to speak. If I can do something, I will phone Maulana. I will phone Imam Sahib. That please tell my son, but don't say I say. We are so weak today. For our own son also. That please speak to my wife. Tell my wife just, but please don't take my name. Okay? Your own wife and you become. Amar bin Ma'ruf was such an important, but learn how to do it. Amar bin Ma'ruf doesn't mean you will take a big rod or you take a gun and you start shooting people down and hitting people. There is a way of doing Amar bin Ma'ruf. And there is a way of doing Nahy an al Munkar. This negligence in this field has resulted in the chaotic condition of homes, of communities, of the Ummah at large. Because we don't speak, we haven't got the courage to speak. How many of us on some occasion, whether it was a wedding, some function, social gathering, and we say, this person was just scared, and how he was, I wanted to tell him, but I thought there'd be trouble, so I'd rather just stay quiet. You actually are on paper, and in yourself, oh, you're a liar. There's no mujahid like you, and there's no person who got imam like you on paper, or in yourself. But when it comes to reality, many of us, laws we can make, and we know the laws also, but to implement the laws is a different thing. Ask the ustaz who know the laws of Arabic grammar, Nahu and stuff. You might know the kitab of Bahar, but to teach it and implement it, the ijra only. Many of us, oh, this happened, haram things happen. This is wrong, this is wrong. But to correct it. That is the important thing. Not to make a big noise about the thing that this is wrong happening. How to correct that situation. That is the kamal of a person. Allahu Akbar. In our Mu'tamar convention, we had our guest from Iran also. Maulana Qasim and Maulana Ilyas sir. And when I went there, the principal, Maulana Abdul Hamid sir, I found him such a person with so broad an outlook on life. And one the sentence came out which they enjoyed very much and they appreciated. I told him, Maulana Abdul Hamid Saab is a person who has got, he's the principal of the Darkroom in Sahida. I'm not talking of myself. His name is also Maulana Abdul Hamid. So I said, he's got such a vision that his own principles and his own way, he doesn't move 1 millimeter away. But at the same time, he takes the whole Ummah with him. People of various views and who are far from me, who we will write on, who we will call modernists, who we will call grateful sinners, but he takes their own children. But on his own, he stands firm on his life. He doesn't move one foot from his own principles, but he takes everyone, he tries and takes everyone. Such is his vision. So this is the what a every person must be mubashiram wa nadira. Allah said our Nabi. So we also have got duties. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun ar-ra'iyyatihi. Every one of you is a shepherd. As the Nabi is, so to say, the shepherd of the whole ummah. every one of us, also whoever is under us, we have got this responsibility. So if we don't shirk our duties, we give accolades and we give rewards and we give praises and we shout praises where it has to be. And when we have to sound warning, we sound the warning also. If a car hasn't got its hooter, that car is a dangerous car on the road. When it's necessary, nobody likes the sound of hooter and the noise, etc., the pollution of noise, etc., nobody likes it. Alhamdulillah, how many countries, first, many of us will know, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, the hooter is the main thing. But today by law they have to come, and especially around Masjid and Nabawi, nobody is allowed to blow or to sound his hooter. Respect the Masjid, so respect Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So anyway, but you need a hooter in your car also. Especially in India till today. My cousin who is there, once we were going, so he told the driver, don't hesitate to use your hooter. You must use your hooter. And behind the trucks also is written, please horn. Use your hooter. So a person is able to use his hooter also. Not only that you are driving, but when it's necessary to hoot, hoot also. When it's necessary to raise your voice a little in the house. When it is necessary to make your eyes a little bit big. When it is necessary to say something, do that also. And when, if you were praising also, then this hooting will have some effect. But if you never give praises all the time, only finding fault, then the heart turns away from you. That this person all the time is only finding. So Mubashiran is first. Give lot of accolades, give lot of praises also. But when necessary, Nadiran also. Then sound your hooter also. Shout also how much it is necessary. But if you only shouting all the time, and you only making a noise, like the hukad at every moment, you just hooting, hooting all the time, you also get sick of that. So this is how our Nabi Allah has said this, and these great qualities, and we must also imbibe. Inna arsalna ka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah. And you Allah made you a da'i, made you to an inviter towards Allah Ta'ala. That is also very, very important, and there are various aspects of this. Allah says, we have sent you as an inviter to Allah. So whoever invites to Allah, whether it is your Jummah Qur'an Bayan and your khutbah, whether it is your kitab reading, whether it is your teaching in the madrasa, you are inviting to Allah. Whether you are sitting and very informally with your children, you are eating, you are talking, but you are inviting them also at the same. And this is a very important aspect, that while you are sitting and eating, you are chatting with your children, you are sitting on your bed, your children are around, the family is there, you are just a jovial, casual, but in the same time, you are giving them advice also. You are inviting them towards Allah. Whether you are in Tabligh Jamaat, whether you are doing Kashf, whether you are doing Kashf Bayan, whether you are doing Main Bayan, whether you are doing After Fajr Bayan, you are inviting, all this must be ila Allah. If you are inviting to yourself, that people must pray for what points he spoke about, that, oh, what the bayan he gave, so now you are not inviting to Allah. You use the name of Allah, but you are inviting to yourself, that people must praise me. So that wants, that is, learn this, that Allah's Nabi, that hulus, that sincerity, that whatever you give adhan, not that the people say, oh mashallah, he's adhan, what an adhan he gives. No, it must be calling to Allah Ta'ala. Many of us, we use deen, but we use it for our own self. To blow ourselves up, to make gifts, to get made, fame, or even worldly gain, we use it. But, so this is also wada'iyan in Allah, call towards Allah Ta'ala. And there is another thing also, there are various stages of this. A person who teaches alif ba ta is also calling to Allah Ta'ala. And a person who teaches nahu and sarf is also calling to Allah Ta'ala. And a person who is going in tabligh is also calling to Allah Ta'ala. A person who is teaching in a maktab, a person who is teaching in a darul ulum, wherever it is, all this you are calling towards Allah Ta'ala. But the highest level and the greatest level is to call to the being of Allah Ta'ala.
You are calling to the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. That is also very great. You are calling towards a'mal. That is also very great. You are calling towards akhlaq and character. That is also very great. You are calling towards correction of mu'amalat. That is also. But the greatest is to call to the being of Allah. It comes clearly in the hadith. The ulama, they are the most special people in the ummah, the ulama. And amongst them, the most special are those who connect the mankind to Allah. Those are the ones Allah loves the most. And they have got, you are muhaddith also. You are mufassir also. You are doing all that. But a person who connects mankind to the zaat of Allah Ta'ala, that is what was the particular quality of Nabi Ali Sallallahu. So there, whether you are parents, whether you are the ustad in your maktab, and you are teaching the child alif ba ta ta, but also have in your heart and speak to them in a way that you connect them to Allah Ta'ala. Whether you are teaching your child, your students grammar, sarf and nahwa, or the usul or fiqh, whatever, but connect them to Allah Ta'ala also. So that is the ultimate, to be connected with Allah Ta'ala. You can get your jannat also with all the amal, inshallah. Allah will give you your jannat. But if you have connected to Allah yourself and you are connecting others to Allah Ta'ala, this was one particular mission and quality of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wada'iyan ila Allah, and a very, very important thing, bi'idhni, by the command of Allah. By the permission of Allah, by the command of Allah, you have realized how great your Nabi is. You are overtaken and overwhelmed when you are reading Salatul Salam. On your way to Madinatul Munawwara, I'm going to be visiting my Nabi. How great my Nabi is. Allah addresses him. Allah is speaking personally to him. Ya ayyuhan Nabi. And Allah starts enumerating his great qualities. Inna arsalnaka. That we send you. And we send you shahidan. وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ. All that, how great. But don't forget who is behind all. Don't forget the hand of Allah Ta'ala. As Allama Busayri Rahmatullah Ali says, that pray that don't do what the Christians did with their Nabi. That they made their Nabi Allah. They believe in Isa Alayhi Salaam as Allah. Don't raise your Nabi to that level. Besides that, one sub ila dhatihi ma shi'ta min sharafin min karamin. Whatever of great honor you want to bestow, praises, accolades on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by all means do it, but don't raise it. So realize all this, but don't forget the hand of which is behind. So in all our matters, don't forget the hand which is your, today the people praise you, your qiraat. But always try and add, is the barakat of my ustad. The people praise your akhlaq or something, your honesty. Always say, my mother taught me. My father taught me. Don't forget that. Don't become overtaken and take all the praises for yourself. And if you can't all the time say it in front of everyone. But at least to yourself realize that I am nothing. This is all the puzzle of Allah. When Allah blesses you, people have praised you, people are kissing your hands, people are shaking hands with you, people are eager to make mu'anaka and embrace you, etc. But afterwards, tell Allah Ta'ala, Meri bandagi teri ulum, I am a dirty, filthy slave of your, where are you? All this is only from you. Meri gandagi teri paaki teri, my dirt, my dust, you cover it up. That also. If the people have to know me, what I am and my insight, nobody will even come near me. People will run far from me. But how you want, you are Sattar. How you cover our faults, O Allah. Each one of us will know. I can say without a doubt of shadow of doubt, or that somebody can say that I'm saying wrong thing. Each one of us, if Allah has to expose us, our wives won't be prepared. Our children won't be prepared. We won't know where to go, and even the ground won't be prepared to accept. Come down. Outwardly also, and inwardly also, even our bodies. If today you take an x-ray of your skull, of your chest, you yourself get frightened when you see. Who covered us up with this meat and the skin over it?
When we wear our clothes, we are so out of shape. How many of us, we want our wife to have beautiful figures and there. But just look at ourselves in the mirror, how we do. We want she must be like Miss World, or she must be like a whole week. But what? Look at ourselves, how we do. Who is this that covers it up with our clothes? Alhamdulillah, the kasani ma huwa huwari bihi awrati. That Allah give us his clothes and all our faults in our bodies, big kurtas we wear, and nobody can see the big stomach. Allah gave us those clothes. And underneath that, the skin and the meat that Allah covered our bones. Otherwise, if we look at ourselves, so there also Allah made our sattar. Then our actions have been so filthy and dirty. Our thoughts, if anyone, mashallah, how he's reading Namaz, he's like a farishta. But if that person had tried to inform him what thoughts are in your mind, he'd say, what a fraud. He's showing himself so pious. I want to even be 10 kilometers near him. I want to be as far as possible. And you yourself are also like that. Who covered our thoughts? Who is Allah Ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala never ever take the things that I'm so great. People praise you. That is a fool, a complete fool who thinks I'm doing that. And it is my achievement to be easy with me for sure. Attribute it to your ustaz, attribute it to your sheikh, attribute it to your parents, and the real is attribute it to Nabi Ali Salatu. And finally, attribute it to Allah. All praise belongs solely and only to Allah Ta'ala. Never be fooled and take praise for yourself. Give praises also. People praise you and the sign Allahu Akbar. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, which our Shaykh Jazakumullah has taught us. That if a person praises you on your face also, then rabal imanu fi qulubihi. For those people whose iman is made, when people praise you, iman grows in your heart. They praise you on your face, and iman grows in your heart. Who is this? These are those people who realize it's not me. It's my ustad, it's my parents, they brought me, they taught me my qualities in life. My ustad, my share, it is my nabi, this your ghazal Allah. Otherwise, I know what I am, how dirty and filthy I am. So forgive me. This is a very important, it's a small, and in life, there are very many small things which are very important. To say please in life is a small thing, but it's a very great thing. To say jazakallah, it's a very important thing. And also, we have got to heaven. We were in Madinatul Munawwara, and one student told me some time before that, he said that, always say Jazakumullah Khayyam. I asked our Maulana Musa Qadhi, etc., to look in the kitabs that where Jazakumullah comes, he says everywhere Khayyam is included. So we were in Madinah Sharif, it was Monday, Iftari, and say, there's a Muslim in Nabawi. And one Arab who stood, who speak a very jolly person also, and speaking English. So he used my walking stick to stand up. Then he told me, Jazakumullah khaira. And he told me, you Pakistanis, you can only say Jazakumullah. He said, no, that's not right. Learn to say Jazakumullah khaira. May Allah give us talk to say Jazakumullah in the first place. And then to say Jazakumullah khaira. He said, always good. Learn to say this. It looks like a small thing, but acknowledgement, this is very, very important. Just to smile, how important it is. But we don't smile. How many times, what the wife? Cross with the wife. Like small children. Small children get cross. How many of us cross? We're not talking with the wife. And how stupid we become when the children are giving lessons. Tell your mother this. Listen. Tell your mother this. Grown up people, we are so big that we like small children still. Like small children can take a bunch. We ask them to my friend or to my enemy or what. We are the same still. After so many years, we are still getting cross with the wife, not talking with the wife. She's cross with you, she's not talking with you. Living in one, she's cooking, she's doing all your work, you're doing all her work. She knows she's not going out of that house. You know you're not going to survive that house. Like small children get crossed, we also cross the after being so big. So all these things, now, that acknowledge, the small things are very big. So this word beneath me is so small in the higher, but it is so big. And after that Allah says, وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. And we send you as a big light that that gives its light around everything where we make you with all these qualities. And wallah, whichever ummati bring these qualities also, that news which we could never get from our five senses, if we start giving that news of qadr, of deen, of akhirah to the masses, to our children, to our people, they will appreciate. If we get the qualities of mubashshira wa nadhira, we will become successful parents, successful ustad, successful sheikhs, etc. We will produce men under us. And we realize all this also is from Allah, and then also, and then Allah will make us siraj al munira. Our Nabi was 100%. We will never become Nabis. We won't be at the doors of Nabuwata closed, but Allah will give us those qualities. The doors of Nabuwata closed, but the work of Nabuwat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, opened the doors wide open for the whole ummah. The ulama, especially their work is the work. They are warathatul anbiya, inheritors of the anbiya, and they are particularly inheritors of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Not only the praisers and not only the privileges, but they are inheritors of the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also. And the whole ummah at large also. So if we will do this, Allah will make us siraj al munira. And you see, it is happening. Whoever, as far as ulum is concerned, great, great ulama, and they have designated aid to the people, then Allah gave them that position. Those people who went further, and the main thing, they made the islah of the people. And they connected mankind to Allah. Allah gave them that position. In the end, our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, whichever of our ulama made the fikr of the islah of the ummah, of the people under them, Allah raised their position very high. Allah made their name shine in the world. They are great ulama. When they ulum, they haven't reached their position, which the people who made the fikr of the islah of the people, they have reached great, great position. So Allah will make you siraj al munira, and a light, a bright, beautiful, big light that spreads its light around everywhere. And when you bring these qualities in you also, and when you acknowledge the qualities of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, now we read, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. And this is in your mind also. Then see that it shines. And by the barakat of this, Allah makes you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made you such a light, siraj, that munira, that spread its kiran, its current, all around. Allah Ta'ala made him said that those people, Allahu Akbar, we all have in our minds, we might not be fresh, but we know, generally, the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala, before the advent of Islam, what was their life? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says that my life before Islam, he went and buried his daughter alive. Hey, all this, most of the Sahaba, what was the life? What was this bright light that changed those people? Jo khud raah pe nahi the, auron ke haadi ban gaye. Those people who were not right, who were not on the road themselves, they became the guides of others. Allahu Akbar. What a transformation we cannot use. And Allah will make you. This is what the form of an ihsan. That we bring these qualities, we could have been nowhere. We could have been a total non-entity. But work on these lines and see Allah will make you, wherever you are, a siraj al munira also. And by you, Allah will make your light to spread everywhere. Kya nazar thi, kisne murda ko masiha kar diya. What was that nazar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How he made effort on the Sahaba in such a short while. He taught them the whole of deen. He made their whole tarbiyah. He made their whole tazkiyah. He made them da'is. He made them of the best akhlaq. Those people, chukhut nazar thi, jisne murda ko, people who were dead. Hey, as far as akhlaq is concerned, as far as aqaid is concerned, they were total dead people. Masiha kar diya. Not that they became alive, they made other people became alive. Not that they made other people became alive, till today, the barakat of the Sahaba in Iran, life is coming in the world. Allah Ta'ala speaks in one ayat of the Quran, that istajibu li rabbikum, that he makes it give you life,
يَسْتَجِيبُ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ
إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ Answer the call of Allah and His Rasul. That when they call you, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا which will give you life. Life is not our physical life, our biological life. Life is a person who has got iman, who has got Allah, who has got the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That person has got life. And when we are dead, the wife also doesn't like us. The children also don't like us. If we have got life and dead body, the wife also says, please take it from the star. And that I can't sleep in this house with this dead body. Take it away to the Qabristan. But if you got life in you, and the real life, spiritual life you have got, so this is what will come into us. That what the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, each one can become Siraj al-Munir. And then further Allah again more in detail explains, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And make sure you give glad tidings to the believers, those who respond, those who obey, always keep your heart open and give out chants of accolades, chants of praises, chants of appreciation. Don't ever make delays. Never ever hold back in appreciating whatever anyone has done. And always if you want to correct a person also, first praise him for his good and everyone has got good. And after that, tell him correct this also. And if you do this, then inshallah Allah will love you. A person has got, mashallah, I see you regular with namaz also. And with what concentration, devotion you read namaz. If you will just keep your fear, Allah will love you so much more. How much value you will have in the eyes of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything, first, all that, but tafsheer first. And then, tell the person the other also. So, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا That great, great rewards by Allah. Don't only run down the person. Don't only break down the person. But this also. بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا
ولا تطع الكافرين
ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين is a particular instance but generally prefers that Allah told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam do not ولا تطع الكافرين the kafirs of Makkah they want to interfere meetings and wash down Islam and have water down Islam and the munafiqs of Medina that if you don't tell our idols dead We won't tell you Allah's head. So stop telling our idols that they are bad, etc. Our way of our forefathers are wrong, etc. Don't speak about those things. We won't speak about your bad things. No, they don't. Allah says, do not follow them what they are saying. They are people who are, and there is a warning for every person, and it's only by the help of Allah. Sometimes, Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, his spy and his agent of the English, was the one who used to give him bandhi, who knew that was sitting with him 24 hours practically. So be careful that there are enemies with you also. They are engaged to they speak nicely and flowery language, but you have got enemies with you also. And the munafiqeen, that they have come and they are spies of governments around with us. Spies for other people. They are very close, but they are spies. And be alert of that also. And seek Allah's help to protect you from the evils of these people also. That is also, a person can never become successful if he's not a mu'min. La yakhda'u wa la yukhda'u. A mu'min is that person who doesn't deceive anyone and he doesn't get deceived by people also. Today somebody just praised us little, we get deceived. We get overtaken. And man katama sirrahu balagha ma muradu. A person who can keep his secret becomes successful. But today we hardly anything and we make a big noise about it. Beating our drums that I'm like this. Keep quiet. Do your things quietly. That person becomes successful. So, وَلَا تُطْعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَدَعْ أَذَاهُمْ And they're going to cause you like a dog. It's going to, going to bark at you all the time. إِنْ تَحْمِلَ لَهِ يَلْهَتْ وَإِنْ تَتْرُكُوا يَلْهَتْ A dog you leave him, he barks also. You go, you fight him, he barks you also. So they're going to bark all the time at you. They're going to try and cause you harm. Allah says, whether Allah, you don't want. Let them do what they want, what the work does. And turn to Allah. In many eyes, Allah says, in such condition, start your namaz. Start reading tasbih. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. You don't have to fight them. Allah will sort them out for you. In one majlis, one person was speaking very bad things about Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he was present. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was present. Other Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam keeping quiet all the time, saying nothing. His closest bosom friend, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, his main supporter, the first one of the man to bring Iman. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was quiet. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam thought, let me give the person, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, let me give him one answer. When he just spoke one thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up angrily and walked away from the Muslims. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala couldn't understand. He said, oh Allah's Rasul, as long as he was telling me so bad things, attacking me, telling me his lies about me, and saying the worst things, you were sitting quiet, you were smiling. When I just defended myself, one word, you became angry and you walked away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Bakr, as long as you were quiet, Allah had appointed a farishta, an angel, who was answering on your behalf. But the minute you spoke, Allah became upset. And unless Nabi cannot sit in a gathering in which Allah is upset. So whenever people harm you, don't worry, don't make it a big issue, go and fight with them. Today family feuds, family fights that we are having, in the community fights. No, you turn to Allah. And that all the barking dogs will also be quiet. They will also get tired. You were the wakkal Allah. And remember, wakafa billahi wakil. If you are then gay, Allah your wakil, which better wakil and a lawyer can you get? When you have entrusted your matters to Allah, nobody can handle your matters, but you yourself, as Allah will handle them. So what a beautiful ayah, and it shows the whole of the soul. It shows the great position of the Allah. It shows our responsibilities. And if we fulfill these responsibilities, it shows what position Allah will give us also. And we can see clearly from this, if we adopt that, deen will spread in the world. Nabi Ali Salat wa Salam did not have a brilliant of gold, but a brilliant of gold to spread deen. He did not have the resources of the world. It was a small village of Medina Sharif. But what he did was these qualities. And he brought them into his Sahaba. And Islam spread from Medina, not only to the four corners of the world of that time, till today Islam is spreading to America, to Australia, to Europe, to every country of the world. Where was the Islam in South Africa here 200 years ago? Today you get the masajid. Whose work was this? All of Nabi Ali Salam. Where was that? In the UK you go, how many places? You think you're in an Islamic country. You go to America, how many places? You think you're an Islamic country. Europe, the whole world, how Islam is spreading. So what is all this? This was all those qualities which Allah has described. It will make us to understand, appreciate, and honor our Nabi. Our love will increase. More devoted we will become to Islam. And if we really develop it, die hearts of Islam. And we bring these qualities into us, we will become successful parents, successful ustads, successful mashayikh, successful in the work of the faith and dawah if we go to the people with these qualities. And then Allah will make us siraj al-munira. And wherever we go, nur will just spread. All around, nur will spread. Who you look at will get hidayah. Who you lift your hands for, that person will get hidayah. So what a beautiful ayah, what beautiful ayah. What beautiful Quran Sharif Allah has given us. May Allah give us a tawfiq to have your iman on our Quran Sharif. To make silawat of our Quran Sharif. To learn the meaning and to imbibe the teachings into our life. And to spread the Quran in the world. May Allah give us all tawfiq.